This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 146 Biography of Christopher Coons, the Senator from Delaware. General Information. Christopher Andrew Coons is a prominent American politician serving as the junior United States Senator from Delaware since 2010. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been recognized for his moderate political stance, often bridging divides between different factions within his party and across the aisle. Born on September 9, 1963, in Greenwich, Connecticut, Coons has made significant contributions to both state and national politics, focusing on issues like economic development, environmental protection, and education reform. Early life and education. Christopher Coons was born into a family with a strong tradition of public service. His father, Ken Coons, was an attorney, and his mother, Sarah Coons, was a homemaker. He grew up in Hokeson, Delaware, where he attended the Tower Hill School, a private preparatory school known for its rigorous academic environment. After high school, Coons pursued higher education at Amherst College in Massachusetts, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Chemistry and Political Science in 1985. His time at Amherst was marked by his active involvement in student government and his interest in public policy, which would later shape his career path. Following his undergraduate studies, Coons took a year off to work in Washington, D.C., before attending Yale Law School, where he received his Juris Doctor degree in 1992. At Yale, he was involved in various legal clinics and community service projects, further solidifying his commitment to public service. Early career. After graduating from Yale, Coons returned to Delaware to start his legal career. He worked as a clerk for Judge Jane Roth of the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, gaining invaluable experience in the judicial system. In 1996, Coons joined the Wilmington law firm of W. L. Gore & Associates, where he practiced law for several years, focusing on corporate law and intellectual property. His legal work was characterized by a blend of private sector experience and a commitment to community service, which included pro bono work for various nonprofits. Coons' transition into public service began when he was appointed as the president of the New Castle County Council in 2000. He served in this role until 2005, during which time he was known for his efforts in economic development and environmental conservation. Election history. Christopher Coons' political career took a significant turn when he ran for the U.S. Senate in 2010. He won the Democratic primary against a crowded field and then faced Republican candidate Christine O'Donnell in the general election. Coons won with 56.6% of the vote, capitalizing on O'Donnell's controversial campaign and his own reputation as a moderate, pragmatic Democrat. In 2014, Coons was re-elected to the Senate, defeating Republican Kevin Wade with 55.8% of the vote. His campaign focused on his record of bipartisan cooperation and his efforts in job creation and economic growth in Delaware. Coons' third term began after the 2020 election, where he again secured victory, this time against Republican Lauren Witzke, with 59.4% of the vote. His consistent re-election reflects his ability to connect with Delaware voters across party lines. Political stances. Christopher Coons is known for his centrist approach within the Democratic Party, often advocating for policies that seek common ground. He has been a proponent of economic policies that support small businesses and foster job growth, emphasizing the importance of a balanced approach to taxation and government spending. On environmental issues, Coons has been a vocal advocate for climate change action. He supports the Green New Deal framework but has also worked on bipartisan legislation aimed at reducing carbon emissions and promoting renewable energy sources. In terms of education, Coons has pushed for reforms that increase access to quality education, particularly in underprivileged areas. He has supported initiatives like early childhood education, teacher training, and college affordability. Coons has also been involved in foreign policy, serving on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He has advocated for a strong U.S. role in international affairs, supporting aid to allies and promoting democracy and human rights globally. His stance on healthcare includes support for the Affordable Care Act, with efforts to expand coverage and reduce costs, while also exploring bipartisan solutions to improve the system's efficiency and reach. Christopher Coons, the senator from Delaware, has garnered significant support from his constituents and beyond for several compelling reasons. His approach to politics, characterized by a blend of pragmatism and progressive values, resonates with many who appreciate a balanced perspective in today's often polarized political climate. One of the primary reasons people support Senator Coons is his commitment to bipartisanship. In an era where political division seems to be the norm, Coons has made a name for himself by reaching across the aisle to work with Republicans on key issues. This approach not only fosters a more collaborative legislative environment but also results in more durable and effective laws. His involvement in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where he has worked on international relations with members from both parties, exemplifies his dedication to finding common ground. Another significant factor is his focus on economic development and job creation. Delaware, being home to numerous corporations, benefits from Coons' efforts to enhance the state's business environment. He has been instrumental in advocating for policies that support small businesses, which are the backbone of the local economy. His initiatives to improve workforce development and education align with the needs of both current and future job markets, ensuring that Delawareans have the skills necessary to thrive. Senator Coons' stance on environmental issues also plays a crucial role in his support base. He has been a vocal advocate for climate change action, pushing for sustainable energy solutions and environmental protection. His efforts in promoting green technology and reducing carbon emissions resonate with a growing demographic concerned about the planet's future. His work on the Clean Air Act and other environmental legislation demonstrates his commitment to not just Delaware but to global environmental health. Moreover, Coons' personal story adds a layer of relatability and inspiration. From his early days as a volunteer in Kenya to his time as a county executive, his journey reflects a life dedicated to public service. This narrative of service, combined with his legal background, provides him with a unique perspective on governance, making him an appealing figure for those who value experience and a service-oriented approach in their elected officials. Lastly, his engagement with the community through town halls, public forums, and direct constituent services has built a strong rapport with Delawareans. People appreciate his accessibility and his willingness to listen and respond to their concerns. This grassroots level of interaction ensures that his policies are not only top-down but also reflective of the community's needs and aspirations. In summary, Christopher Coons' support stems from his bipartisan efforts, economic initiatives, environmental advocacy, personal narrative, and community engagement. These elements combine to form a senator who not only represents Delaware but also embodies the kind of leadership many Americans hope for in their elected officials. Christopher Coons, the senator from Delaware, has faced criticism and lack of support from various groups for several reasons. One significant point of contention is his stance on economic policies. Many constituents and political analysts argue that Coons has supported policies that favor large corporations over small businesses and the middle class. For instance, his votes on tax reforms have often been seen as benefiting the wealthy, which has alienated voters who feel left behind by these economic decisions. His support for trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, has also drawn ire from those who believe these deals undermine American jobs and favor globalization at the expense of local economies. Another area where Senator Coons has lost support is in his environmental policies. While he has made statements in favor of combating climate change, critics argue that his actions do not match his rhetoric. His approval of certain energy projects, which some view as environmentally harmful, has led to distrust among environmental groups and activists who see these decisions as prioritizing economic interests over ecological sustainability. Furthermore, his involvement in legislation that could potentially weaken environmental regulations has been a point of contention, leading to a significant drop in support from those who prioritize green initiatives. Coons' foreign policy decisions have also been a source of dissatisfaction. His support for military interventions and foreign aid packages, which some view as unnecessary or misaligned with American interests, has sparked debate. Particularly, His stance on issues like the authorization of military force in various regions has been criticized by those advocating for a more isolationist or non-interventionist approach. This has led to a divide, especially among voters who are wary of prolonged military engagements abroad. On the domestic front, Senator Coons' approach to social issues has not always resonated with all segments of his constituency. While he has been an advocate for certain progressive causes, his positions on topics like criminal justice reform or healthcare have been seen as too moderate or not progressive enough by some. This has resulted in a lack of enthusiasm from both the left, who want more radical changes, and the right, who view his policies as too liberal. His nuanced positions often leave him in a no-man's land, failing to fully satisfy any particular group. Lastly, there's a perception issue regarding Coons' political style and authenticity. Some voters feel that he is too much of a political insider, more focused on maintaining the status quo rather than pushing for significant change. His background as a former lobbyist and his connections to big money in politics have fueled this narrative, making it difficult for him to connect with voters who are disillusioned with the political establishment. This perception of being out of touch with the everyday struggles of his constituents has further eroded his support base. In summary, Senator Christopher Coons' lack of support stems from a combination of his economic policies, environmental decisions, foreign policy stances, social issue positions, and a general perception of being disconnected from the grassroots level of politics. These factors contribute to a complex landscape where his efforts to balance various interests often leave many feeling unrepresented or underserved by his representation. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.